Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Wait for it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. All right, a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie, as we do every Tuesday at 11:40 or so. Hoff, what do you got for us this week?
All right, let's start with BT here. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Just like last year, the Knicks will have five guys finish in the top 20 with minutes played.
Bald-faced lie. No, that's not going to happen this year. No.
Might get Kolek in the top five of minutes.
Kolek looks good. I told you he could play a little bit here. I look good on defense, but I'll stop. Come on. He's going to play 15 minutes.
Look good
a
in
game.
Miami. That bench got exposed in Miami.
All right. It's one game, dude. Let's see what they do tonight. They're playing pretty well. I did not love the fact that they shot 51 threes the other night against Miami. That's a little bit much. But no, bald-faced lie. There's obviously been an adjustment here. I think you've already seen Brunson's going to be in that 34-ish range. And I do think this is one thing to keep an eye on. This happened opening night with OG, who played almost 40. When the hot hand is going to be really ridden to the end in terms of minutes, and then generally there'll be a bit of a recalibration the next game, because if you look at that, OG then played fewer minutes than most starters in game two. So I think he's got a plan. I like it, but no, they're not going to be running to the ground like a year ago. Bald-faced lie.
Do you have, Hoff, the minutes leaders right now or no?
No, I just have the Knicks total minutes.
And it's what?
I'm just comparing it to last year, and Bridges has 35.7. Brunson 34.7, OG 34.3, right. Carl Anthony Towns 33.3.
That's so far. So you're saying the question was what again? Bold-faced?
Will they have five players be in the top 20 like they did last year?
Yeah, I think they'll have five in the top 20. I'm going to say that's a bald-faced truth. You know why? Because ultimately, their best players are far better than the bench. Now, I think Yabusele will be fine. I remember, this is just to calm Knicks fans down about Yabusele for a second. Last year, when the Knicks played the Sixers, I want to say, was it game three of the year? It was early on they played the Sixers. I remember watching Yabusele thinking, this guy sucks. Who is this guy? He doesn't look like he belongs on a basketball floor. Out of shape, couldn't hit a shot. And then he went on to have a very good, impactful year for the Sixers. So I would think that that's going to be the same with Yabusele. He's just trying to find his way early on in the season here. It hasn't been pretty. Him, Clarkson. Yeah, Kolek was okay early on. He's eventually Tyler Kolek. Like, there's a reason why these guys are bench players. I think Brown will be forced to clean it up at some point. And ultimately, their best players are going to play a lot of minutes because those are guys that can play a lot of minutes. So I would say in the top 20, I'll say it's a bald-faced truth. I'll go with that again.
All right, sounds good. I mean, they're close to it right now anyway, at least compared to last year. All right, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, Sal.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber will both be returning to the Phillies next season.
That's a great question. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. I don't think Philadelphia lets Kyle Schwarber walk. I don't think they're trading. They've come out and said that. Dombrowski said they're not trading Bryce Harper, so he's not going anywhere. Could they lose Schwarber? I guess. Where's he going? Is he going back to Boston? I don't think he's going to either New York team. Not going to get locked into a DH. He's older, coming off a rough postseason, going to probably want a lot of money. I think for him, I'd like to see him go anywhere but Philadelphia, stay out of the NL East. Yeah, I hate him going against him with the Mets from a Mets perspective, but I still think Philly's got to do the right thing here. And I'd run it back if I'm them and take another chance with Schwarber and Harper.
I wouldn't. I think they've got to get younger. I think it's going to bald-faced truth. One of them will be gone. I think it's going to be Schwarber. I think that Bryce will be back. So I've got some projected numbers in terms of people who do the contract stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me if you think that this is too much for Schwarber. So, again, just a projection. Right now, 4 to 5 years, between 100 and 160. And most of those predictions center around the $120 million. A five-year 160 is the highest prediction. Now, that's a little rich for a guy who...
You can't do anything but hit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it. Now, I know he hits at a high level. But he's also how old? 34? How old?
33, 34. He's getting up there, yeah.
There was also 2 years ago where he batted 197.
Yeah.
He had 48 home runs, but 197. I mean, if you did that in New York, you'd get destroyed.
When he signed, what did he sign, a four-year deal with Philly this time to leave Boston? The Mets missed the boat on that one big time. Imagine Kyle Schwarber being their DH for the last 4 years. Not only would you have him, and the Mets have not had a DH, period. Like, the Mets, even with the implement of the DH in the National League, they have not been able to find it. They just can't find a DH.
Remember when we used to say that the Mets, oh my goodness, when the DH comes around, they have their DH, no
they can't
problem.
Find one. They can't find one. Years later, for some reason, the New York Mets can't find a DH.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DH. They can't find somebody that can hit. Schwarber would have been a perfect fit for them. DH, MASH, they could have used that over the last several years, and he would have been away from Philly. I think now, I would not pay him anywhere near that.
No, neither would I, but... A team like the Red Sox might, you know, I'll tell you, I was thinking about this. We haven't really, I don't think I've ever said this on the air, although I'm sure you may have discussed it or read it. I think the Red Sox are going to go hard for Alonso. I really do. I know that's a little bit of a swerve from Schwarber. It could be. They need some pop. They need some punch. Okay. And, you know, they got some guys in that lineup who are making very little money. So they've got the resources to do it. We watched them against the Yankees. That lineup is pretty thin.
Right. They shed the Devers salary, so they have money to spend.
They might lose Bregman because he's probably going to...
They're going to lose Bregman, right? I would think.
But
right?
If they're losing Bregman, then, like, what's the point? Because there's a thought. We just did this yesterday on Baseball Night in New York. Like, you would you rather have Bregman at third or Alonso at first? Like, I understand the importance of Pete and the power, but you can make a legitimate argument that Bregman is a better fit, well-rounded ball player, going to hit for a solid average. Put him at third base, and that would alleviate some of the sting of losing Alonso.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Bregman on the Mets. Right. It sounds so crazy because he's been here forever and he's really good. But no, night to night baseball impact, it's Bregman.
Right, but for the other way around, the Red Sox then would be choosing Pete.
Well, I'm thinking maybe if Bregman wants to go somewhere else, not that the Red Sox wouldn't want him. Good, Hoffy.
All right, final last one. Speaking of trash, BT.
Rangers?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Rangers will find a way to trade Panarin and or Mika Zibanejad.
I mean, weren't they kind of looking down the barrel of doing that a year ago? Like, they had to really determine...
Well, they have no trade clauses.
How are they going to trade those guys?
Well, you could just bench the Rangers for 3 or 4 games straight and say, you guys suck.
Well, you're not going to do
playing.
That.
Why? They're not winning with them. They're not scoring goals. They're not doing anything.
I'm legitimately asking.
Yeah, they're terrible right now.
They're that bad, those two guys? Were you going to bench them?
They look slow. They're not creative with their shots. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of all basic nonsense. They can't score on a power play. I know they're the top wingers on this team, but that's not saying much.
Well, let me ask you another question here. I'm going to say boldface truth to one of them, not both. Because you're going to have to shake this up at some point. It just doesn't look right. And I haven't watched every game. I've watched a couple. I know they can't score at home. I know they lost to some teams they could.
They played 10 games. They've won 3.
That's disgusting. I mean, that's gross. And I also know that they...
People were giving me crap last week for saying that the Islanders and Devils are far superior to the Rangers.
Like, it's not even close. Devils run circles around them.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. But I also thought the Rangers were getting a lot of shots on net early, and they just weren't dropping. Are they still getting shots?
They're still getting shots on net, and they're still not going in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but you might have to change up the DNA. So I'm going to say bull-faced truth. One's gone.
You're not being creative. You're not getting people in front of the net. You're not driving home shots like Crowder used to do, just sit there and be a puck hog and just...
It's a bald-faced truth, and I said this last year. They needed to break it up. Obviously, it's more difficult than just saying it. I think if Drury had his way, he would have liked to have traded, at the very least, Zibanejad. He's the one that's got to go. But even Panarin at this point, they just can't. One thought that I had, and you can call me a conspiracy theorist if you will, about bringing Sullivan in was that Sullivan is a no-nonsense type guy and can ride these guys potentially to a point where maybe they wouldn't want to be here anymore. Mm. Like, Panarin loves being in New York. Zibanejad comfortable. They love being in New York. Well, maybe if Sullivan is riding them.
Yeah, every day kicking them in the ass a little bit.
And they're not getting into it. Maybe they're miserable. Maybe they would be like, you know what? This is not for me. And a part of me believed that a part of that hire was due to that reason. Like, maybe guys are too comfortable here. They don't want to leave. Bring in this hard ass, who's not only a good coach, but also going to make things uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, and even if it's not where they would want to kind of get traded, it maybe kind of snap them and they start conforming and they start playing better or more.
Well, that obviously hasn't happened.
Well, can I ask
a question? Yeah. You think you could do it quicker so we can move this along? I mean, come on already. This has been
disgusting. Rangers look
this
bad,
is disgusting.
Man. They look bad.
Yeah, they're unwatchable.
And you wasted. I mean, there's been one performance by Shesterkin, which was terrible. He gave up 5 goals against the Flames, which was bad. They won their second game of the season this year.
But they won 6-5 that game?
Yeah. No, that was 5-1. The Sharks won 6-5.
Good news. That's right.
Good news is we should be able to go to some games soon. The tickets will be easy. People are giving those things away. BT and Sal.
That guy that gave Shesterkin all that money too. Highest paid goalie, right? 90-something mil. Yeah. I'm not saying it's all his fault, but.
Well,
you wasted the performances. He's actually playing really good up until the Flames and the Sharks.
I know, but that may be part of the problem, investing all that money in him, and then you can't build it out the right way. And the guys that you do or have invested in aren't coming anywhere close to doing the job.
Blow it up!
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll reset down with the King topic of the day. Also, something I just saw. It might have been from the Post. I don't know. I saw it on social media here.
Yeah.
That involves the Giants and a possible trade.
Oh, okay.
We'll discuss that when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week. And you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.